Welcome to Update One, the new podcast from the National Press Club. I'm Mike Hempen. The late Pete Seeger once performed at a National Press Club luncheon that happened in 1998. And that's the focus of this edition of Update One. Our guest is the National Press Club's president from that year and the man who hosted the luncheon, Doug Harbreck. And Doug, you and I were both reviewing the luncheon, and two things jumped out at me. Number one, very early on in the luncheon, Pete admitted that at one point in his life, he thought about becoming a journalist.
When I dropped out of college in 38, I wanted to be a journalist. I had run school newspapers from the age of 12 on at various times and had a lot of fun. I thought it was great. I could be near the action without having to be responsible for it.
And then he started performing a song about newspaper reporters.
Oh, newspapermen meet such interesting people. They wallow in corruption, crime, and gore. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, city desk. Hold the press, hold the press. Extra, extra, read all about it. It's a mess meets the test. Newspapermen meet such interesting people. It's wonderful to represent the press.
What do you remember about that luncheon?
Yeah, that really seemed perfectly natural to me, Mike, because I noted in the introduction to that lunch that President Clinton at a Kennedy-centered honor in 1994 had called him an inconvenient artist who dares to sing the truth no matter what. And if you think about it, that's what journalists do too. You know, the old adage about journalists comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comfortable. That's an old newspaper tradition. So I could definitely see a real streak of journalist in Pete Seeger.
Now, obviously, being the president, you interacted a lot with Pete. Did you interact with him much before the luncheon or afterwards?
Yes, I had an opportunity to do that, and it was kind of interesting, and maybe not what you might think. He's actually a very reserved man, person to person. And the sense I got was when he comes on stage, when he performs, he comes alive. And he comes alive in the persona that that people know him as. But when you talk to him one-on-one, you get a sense of a man who's been through a lot of fires and a lot of fire in his life. He was quite reserved, surprisingly reserved. But I found that with other people, too, at the press club. Famous people, controversial people who tend to sort of have something of a guard up. And I think it derives from their experience.
Was it controversial at all at that point, scheduling him as a luncheon speaker?
You know, it's really interesting to me now because reading all the accounts now of his life, now that he's passed, just how controversial he was. At that point, I think we had been beyond that. And I know as a kid, I went to Audubon Bird Camp. I'll admit this. I went to Audubon Bird Camp when I was a kid. And we used to sit around the campfire and sing Pete Seeger songs. If I had a hammer, Turn, 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 a whole bunch of songs that he made famous. When he was invited to come to the club, I was excited. I was in awe that he was there. And also, too, he had come on. But if you read some of the early stuff about Pete Seeger, this is a man who almost went to jail for contempt of Congress during the McCarthy era, where he very emphatically said, "I'm not going to discuss my freedom of speech with you." It was a very courageous episode. I urge everyone to read it. There are accounts of it online now. Some people have printed the version verbatim. It's fascinating to read. He never really made any bones about the fact that he was a communist, but he was an American communist, if you might term it that way. But he sang from a place that is as old as America. I mean, he sang for Indians and Indian culture. He sang for the workers who were on who operated the log and brick boats on the Hudson River, which he meticulously tried to preserve that way of of life with the boat that he restored and would sing songs about them. The sense of communality. And one of the interesting things he said at the lunch was that if you want to talk about socialism, the fire department is a social is socialism. The post office is socialism, all deriving it from Ben Franklin. I mean, there was something very unique about Seeker, and something very genius and inspiring in him.
What type of feedback, if any, did you get after the luncheon?
It really was a love fest. It was a hootenanny. Everyone there really enjoyed it. We all got into it. We all were singing. I ended the segment with I was an editor for Business Week at the time, and Business Week and edited, and we all at the end we sang a song called Union, which was really amen that was set to the word union. And I made a joke at the end of it about, gee, wait until my editors at Business Week see this.
Union! Oh, let me hear you now. Once again.
It was a very, very fun moment. There really wasn't any controversy about Pete Seeger at that point. And as we see now, I mean, today, you know, Bruce Springsteen, for heaven's sake, Bruce Springsteen regards him as one of the greatest artists of ever. He performed at the Lincoln Memorial for President Obama's inauguration. The trajectory of his career, or the trajectory of his image and his career, were on the positive side, even in 1998.
Seeger almost went to jail, and in many ways he was a controversial figure. Do you recall how it came about that he was scheduled to speak here at the Press Club?
It was Dan Friedman, who was a national correspondent for Hearst Newspapers, who invited him. This lunch was got going before – it was very early in my stint as president of the Press Club. It was on February 10th, 1998, and the luncheon was had been organized and set up, and he had accepted just as I came into office. And I said, this is terrific. Let's go with it. It was a sold-out house too.
And I noticed during that speech he talked about the benefit – his perceived benefit of small organizations, of committed people. And he said, you can't leave it up to the government. You have to get involved yourself. And he was a firm believer in that.
Oh, that was what his whole career was about. And he also made the point emphatically that in order to affect change, sometimes you have to work very, very earnestly and very, very sincerely with people who completely disagree with you. And he was not a revolutionary, okay? I mean, he was a communist, but he was not a revolutionary. He spoke from a certain point, a certain voice, but he was all about the good in people. That was what I always thought. You know, it's often said that liberals think people are good and conservatives think they're bad, and we have to somehow guard people from bad things. He was a liberal. He was a liberal. He believed in the good in people, and he sang clear about the good in people, and he stood tall for the good in people. And I think that's what people will always remember him for.
What I found interesting, too, he spoke very well, but during the question and answer segment, he obviously had a lot of questions thrown his way, and you could tell from his answers that he was a very well-read man, a very well-traveled man, and he had deep thoughts on a lot of issues.
He comes alive in a setting like that. Pete Seeger was amazing. That he, and if you read the transcript or if you watch the video segment on C-SPAN, and there's an archive where you can do that, you will see just how good he is in the setting. He was a performer in every sense of the word, and his ability to recall events and to recall jokes and string together thoughts and words was extremely impressive. I was thinking that during the entire time of the luncheon.
As you said, Doug, you can see the video. It's still on YouTube. I bet you never thought 16 years later that you'd be doing an interview on the Pete Seeger luncheon from 1998.
I really didn't. It was an honor, really, to have been part of that and to meet meet him, and I still love his music. Always love his music.
Doug, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
Doug Harbreck, the Press Club president in 1998, who was the host of the Pete Seeger Luncheon in February of that year. Remember, you can comment on this show or previous podcast shows by going to the Press Club's Facebook page. That is at facebook.com/PressClubDC or on Twitter by going to @PressClubDC. Are you impacted by Obamacare? That's the topic of the next Update One. I'm Mike Kempen. Thanks for listening to Update One.